Welcome to the Church Planting Group podcast. We are so excited about what God is doing in North America among church planters, partnering churches, and field partners. We invite you to listen to some of North America's best practitioners in the field of church planting. Now get ready, because the conversation is about to begin.
Welcome to the Church Planting Group podcast hosted by the North American Mission Board. Well, today it is our pleasure to have Al Fernandez, who is the director of the Urban Impact Ministries at part of the Florida Baptist Convention. Al, welcome to the Church Planting Group podcast.
Thank you, Tom. Good to be here.
Well, how is it to be able, known you for quite a while, you've known me, serving down in East Florida and on the kind of the Gold Coast there. Amazing ministries that you guys are doing. Been down there a year ago, just a great center that you guys have, but you're the director of all this urban impact, and share with us and with our listening audience just about what God is doing in this area of urban impact ministries, and specifically church planting in the south east part of Florida.
Well, Tom, it was related to church planting. Obviously, even though on the surface we have close to 600 churches in that area between Palm Beach County south, it is still a drop in the bucket when it comes to the population. We estimate it could be anywhere between 8 to 10 million people in those three counties. Our churches, for the most part, are not large, and so we need to continue to plant churches. I think the diversity that we have there dictates that those churches be different, that they have different approaches to different people. And so we're very thinking about this idea that there's pockets of population that just need a church there that can reach to them. We have several things that are going on. One of them I'm really proud to talk about is our church planting internship process.
And you have a very good program and a very good process, but share with our audience a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, we have with the North American Mission Board as our full partners.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's been a blessing to have you as partners, and the additional funding where we can select. What I would say, we really look for some guys that we really think are going to really hit it out of the park. And so how can we help them with some additional funding, but also training? And by the way, this training is open to any church planner. They can be in the program. Mm-hmm. But the idea being is that we walk with them for about a year and a half and give them the opportunity to develop a core group. And that definitely means that we every week they come, they participate from about 10 to 3 group of church planners in a very specific training. We start off with Exponential Conference. Mm-hmm. We have a group of guys here.
Not a bad kickoff, is it?
No, yeah. Great kickoff. Yeah. And then we start with basic training, but do it on we do the units on maybe two
week
units.
Week to week.
Yeah, week to week, maybe two units per day. You know, that on that Wednesday,
yeah,
and then come back down the road and reprocess, and where are they at in those units, and so I think it's a good opportunity. Plus, we also bring in guys that are specialists to speak to them.
And that sounds like a great customizable solution when you take basic training journey and you build it around what you're already having in your, you know, a lot of people say, well, that doesn't fit my system. Well, you've adapted it to fit your system.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
You're not in a hurry. You're going to be with them. You're going to pour your life into them in the long run.
Yes.
And that's probably a better result than quick hit and miss.
I would agree. I've gone through basic training, the fast track versus this is a lot more, you can assimilate it a lot better. So these guys, besides that, they're also then, they're paired off on a church as a sponsor. But not only that, but they also do an intern there. And these are established churches where they're given some opportunity for to learn some organizational skills. As you know, I think most of our church planters do not have a seminary background, don't have really, for the most part, a staff experience. Yeah. And so
they need to learn some of those things.
Yeah, and see how big church is really done, kind of thing.
And learn how to, when they're leading, that some of the stuff they learned in that internship will pay great dividends when they're planning as they begin to grow.
Absolutely. So those guys get the opportunity to be in an established church, go through the training, and then also the opportunity to develop a core group without any really major pressure. Just, you know, get by the end of the year, get 40. After the first year, then they will transition to a process that we call teaching towards missionary behavior. which, by the way, is opened up to other pastors, not just the mm-hmm. church planters on the second half. So these church planters, the cool thing is they get to also sit with and meet pastors of established churches and extend their network of relationships. Mm-hmm.
And that vision a little too.
Bit. And it's good, you know. This teaching towards missionary behavior, the latter half focuses specifically on evangelism. Mm. And the idea being, just like the title says, is for the church planner and these pastors to think as missionaries. Now, we're convinced that the future of urban is that we need to train our leaders to be missionaries. The world has come to Miami. The world has come to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And, that's an opportunity that God's given us. And so we need to kind of think through how we approach these different communities with the gospel of Christ.
Well, and, you know, the world has come, and, you know, some will come and stay, and some will come and return. And either you send a missionary back out.
Absolutely.
Or you send a missionary into the highways and byways.
Yes.
Right where you are.
You're right.
Well, you know, one of the things that you've really done well is you put yourself, your offices are in Hialeah.
Yes.
And you put yourself really right smack in the middle of what you're teaching. You know, you're talking about urban impacts. You've literally, God has opened up some great, incredible doors for you to have a wonderful, you know, ministry headquarters, mm-hmm. or, you know, as far as the offices, right smack in the middle of Hialeah in, you know, just an urban corridor. And
yes.
So that's helped. If you would, share with me a couple stories about church planters. You know, I always love to hear from, you know, our conventions of just what God's doing with our church planters. Could you share a couple of those out, please?
Yeah. In fact, let me just share kind of two stories that we have here present today at the Exponential Conference.
All right.
We have David Pereira, Forward Fellowship Church. David is, and of course, I think you met him last night, a young guy, long hair, you know, the beard and all that. In fact, he shared last night that when he first met me, he came with a tie on. And I said, man, I don't think you wear a tie normally, do you? He goes, no. I said, don't wear a tie with me then. I mean, no, you don't have to do that. And so anyway, I think he was surprised that, first of all, Southern Baptists can actually be cool.
Yeah. Contrary to what all the others want to believe.
I really do believe, Tom, that something that we need to celebrate as Southern Baptists is that we have not only allowed, but we're celebrating the fact that we want to start churches that are different.
That's right.
You know, we're not perfect, but that's one thing to celebrate, not only diversity linguistically, but also in the style and approaches, and, you know, and we're, you know, because we believe it takes all types of churches to reach all types of people.
And he's going to touch people you and I, even with our, you know, coolest outfit we own, couldn't touch.
Well,
and
you know, Tom,
just drips of that.
It's hard for me to be cool anymore. I mean, I'm too old.
I love it. But, didn't know it was going to be a testimonial.
But David is cool. And and so here's this guy who has a real passion for what I would call second generation, but mm-hmm. really it's Gen X, you know, the younger.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm second generation, but I'm
post-modern,
older.
Postmodern.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so he's this guy is really attracting that type of crowd.
And where is he planning in the?
Well, here's
the
cool
corridor?
Thing. Here's a cool thing. You know, when we designed our building, we remodeled it. One of the things in mind was to keep church planting on the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So we have plenty of space. In fact, our dream is to continue to use that center not only as a training ground, but mm-hmm. also as a church planting center where we have churches that are being planted. So mm-hmm. he's really the second church that we've allowed
to utilize
the building.
And
he's on the second
strategy.
Floor.
What a great strategy, because, I mean, I've been on the second floor mm-hmm. where they meet, and that is an incredible area, and, you know, it makes it feasible for a planner who might not be able to have the resources if not to do that.
Right, and so you know, what's costing them to eat there is so minimal.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a little bit just to get them used to, you know. But it's very minimal. He's paying a lot less than he was paying at the movie theater.
Yeah.
So here's a guy who, and here's a cool thing. Here's in Hialeah, which is probably somewhere around like 98% Hispanic.
Yeah.
It's where most Cubans land when they come from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
It's Spanish is really the dominant language in that community.
Yeah.
But there's a huge population that have been born or raised there that unfortunately sometimes our Spanish-speaking churches are not reaching out to.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a guy who has a vision to reach out to second generation who are bilingual.
And be multi-ethnic, really.
Sure.
It looks, from what I gather from him, he has a great potential to be a great multi-ethnic
pastor.
Absolutely.
So reaching out to a group that is younger, bilingual, prefers English, mm-hmm. And so his worship and all that he does is it has a very very a different style to it, mm-hmm. And so he's doing a good job. We have another gentleman here with us. His name is Philip Cervais. Now Philip hasn't launched out yet. He's in the mm-hmm. program.
Yeah.
He just finished planting a first generation Haitian church. Did an incredible job with it.
That's great.
But we had a conversation about a year ago. He said, you know, Al, when I first set out to plant a church 6 years ago, in my heart, I really wanted to reach out to second-generation Haitians. Mm. But for whatever reason, it wasn't the right time. And so he stuck with the first generation. He did a phenomenal job. He has a good-sized church. And so this conversation led to this idea, well, what if we try an attempt? As far as I know, Tom, we have started several second-generation worship services, Bible studies in established Haitian churches.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, that never I did the research, we have never standalone.
Yeah.
This is his first attempt on a standalone.
That'd be great.
And so I'm really excited about this. Here's a guy who's reaching out to a whole population that is Haitian, a whole different culture, that prefers English but speaks the French Creole. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, his approach will be a lot different than David's and anybody else's. And so we're just trying to make an effort to not miss any people that need to be reached.
Well, and you know, Al, I mean, you're all over Florida. You know, people want you to come and speak. People want you to come and preach. People, you know, they want to hear you. I mean, I was in, where were we? Leesburg, you know, how many weeks ago was that?
Yes.
And you were presenting over there. You know that the opportunity in Florida is vast.
Yes, it is.
God has given you a great field to really, almost like a lab, and I don't want to make it just sound just like you're experimenting, but what a great opportunity at Southern Baptists have and what you have in Florida Baptist Convention and all those that work with you on the team to really try things that, you know, aren't your just everyday cookie cutter, you know, plan.
Yeah, I think one of the other things that really excite me about Southern Baptist and the direction that we're going is two things. Number one, that we know we're putting more and more emphasis on church planting. I think mm-hmm. that's something we need to do. We need to be able to at least make an attempt to catch up to the population growth.
Yeah.
But the second thing I think is also this idea that we're really making an effort to come back, and I'm saying come back to the urban center. Quite honestly, yeah. I think as Southern Baptists, we need to confess that we abandoned those places back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, I can remember tons of people, fleeing Miami. In fact, there was a bumper sticker when I was to me it was offensive, but it was a bumper sticker that said this, and this is what the bumper sticker read. This is back in the it would have been back in the 80s, and it said, "With the last American leaving Miami, please bring the flag."
Well, that is offensive,
and that was all over the place. And so, well, you left Miami, and you in the urban centers, and we have these huge mess, and you wonder why we left a spiritual void.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, we're saying, okay, we made a mistake. We confess that. We're coming back to the urban centers. Yeah. How can we make a difference? How can we bring Jesus Christ and promote Him and say He is a solution? Because as you know, Tom, you know the secular world is saying that education, bigger government, better mm-hmm. government is a solution. But you and I know the solution is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And through the local church, we're convinced it's not a parachurch organization that needs to reach the urban center. It needs to be the church.
Mm-hmm.
God has
That's
given us
Jesus
that.
Jesus died for.
Yes,
yeah.
He gave us that responsibility. Mm-hmm. And the church, by the way, is not a building. The church is God's
mm-hmm.
people in the thick of it. I say that our church planters are the Marines of the church mm-hmm. world.
Amen.
We're in the forefront. We're in the trenches. We're advancing the kingdom, and we're not afraid of what may be there. We may be a little bit nervous, but we're saying, we need to make an attempt to reach people for Christ.
Well, you know, we're at this conference, and one of the things that we've done at this conference is we've given our Southern Baptist Church planters a shirt that says Agents of Transformation.
Yes.
And isn't that a perfect example? You think about all the plants that God has allowed our state convention partners and NAM and that relationship to do over the years, and it's a God thing, but talk about agents of transformation, you know.
Yes.
And you know, it's on the front of the shirt, it says Southern Baptist Church Planner. Obviously I wanted to say I'm proud of it, but anyway, I left that out. But you know, church planning with the Southern Baptist Convention, I mean, God has really blessed our missionary and missional efforts in that. And you know, I'm an urban boy. You know that northeasterner, mm-hmm. right? You know, came out of Baltimore, planted churches in the northeast. And, If it wasn't for a former president of our agency, Larry Lewis, which I may be dating my age.
We won't go there.
Yeah, I hope you know who I'm talking about. But Larry Lewis years ago talked about winning the cities.
Yes.
And that got me from the seminary in New Orleans, which was in the city, to up into New England to plant churches in Boston because, you know, New Bedford, South Boston. But anyway, because that was – that was the theme. And then kind of we seemed to step away. And I'm glad to see that, you know, Florida Baptist and others as well are thinking about the city again.
Well, you know, I think as Southern Baptists, we pride ourselves to be people of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're people of the book, and if you look at the strategy in the book of Acts.
Oh, yeah.
It is very clearly a urban strategy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, For sure.
I mean, there's mm-hmm. the Apostle Paul did not go into the rural villages. He went into the large cities that had the most, in fact, most
where
of
the
people
were.
People, and if there were, it was a port city like Miami,
a lot
even
of times,
better,
yeah.
Where there was definitely a human traffic of people coming in from all different backgrounds and religious mm-hmm. You know, experiences. That's where he planted himself, and that's where he started these churches. And mm-hmm. so I think it's a biblical strategy.
Amen.
We go, in fact, you know this because of your research, but all indications are that our cities are getting larger, not smaller.
Oh,
and so
exploding.
There's explodings, or more people are coming in, and the world, and God has allowed the world to come here. You know, mm-hmm. we need to sit back and say why.
We ought to rejoice.
It is
such an evangelistic opportunity.
Yes, it is.
That the world has come to our doors.
Yes, it is. So as Southern Baptists, we've always been phenomenal when it comes to international missions. Well, for every reason, maybe God has said, okay, you're serious about this, I'm going to bring the world to you. And so what are you going to do about that?
Well,
and so
we need to step up.
Yeah, absolutely,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah. So, well, our listening audience today, if they want to get a hold of you, Al, share with them how they can get a hold of you, either, you know, in Hialeah or through a website or whatever. How can they connect with you?
Well, you can go to flbaptist.org. That's our state convention's webpage, and there just look up Urban Impact Ministries. You'll find us there, how to reach us. Mm-hmm. You can email me at afernandez@flbaptist.org. You can call us at our office number, 305-537-4060. Any way I'm available, we'd love to talk to any prospective church planters who have a passion for the city. We're here to help. We want this to happen, and you'll find that we will contact. If you contact us, we'll get back with you. We won't let you hang it.
Yeah. And I know there's some people maybe listening to our podcast today that, you know, they're saying, you know, I can't be a lead planner. I want to work bivocationally. I have a business. I just need to be near an airport. And, you know, Miami's got a great airport.
Yes.
You know, they may be saying, you know, I'm willing in the right situation to come aboard as, you know, a second team member, a volunteer,
yes.
things like that. Certainly in the urban context, that God uses that to kind of make all of it happen. So I'm sure if someone listening to the podcast today has that interest, you could talk with them as well.
In fact, I would encourage that. In fact, right now we have two guys I'm thinking of. There's one guy who's he'll be going real south mm-hmm. In Homestead, mm-hmm. Who's looking, you know, for a team. And we have a guy
Gateway to the Keys.
Yes, and then we have another guy. Both of these guys are here, by the way, mm-hmm. Who's in Hollywood, Florida, which is in Broward County.
I was kidding him last night. Yeah, Hollywood,
and he's in a very unique environment. And but he could use some help. So yeah, there is plenty of opportunities of guys that would love to have somebody come and help them or reach that community for Christ.
And with the missional mindset of so many Southern Baptist Christians today, I'll be praying that happens, because we hear every now and then we just shared this at the end, and somehow God connected the dots, which is what God is so great at.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And we don't know it. We can't see it. But also when God connects the dots. So, you know, how can I be praying for you today, Al?
Well, I'll tell you what. Pray that I think primarily that our established churches would catch the vision. You know, there's a lot of talk about church planting in the future, and I'm all for that, man. In fact,
yeah.
I'm praying on my knees that would continue to happen. But we can't do that without partnerships.
No.
We cannot do that without we have to have local churches. I'm very proud of Christ Fellowship, one of our large churches in mm-hmm. Miami. They're partnering with us with this project of the internship, and I am so proud of a church that's stepping it up and not only doing the internship but also putting some financial resources into it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some guys that really just, you know, we're just going to explain what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish for the kingdom. So, man, just pray that God would would send churches that would be interested in being involved in the harvest. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the biggest need probably in Southern Baptist life.
Oh, I think so. Not just in your place, but all over Southern Baptist life. Well, brother, it's been always good to hang with you, and thanks so much for being part of our podcast today.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it. First of all, you're always cheerful, man. You always got a smile on your face, and man, you're great to be around.
I choose joy, brother.
Yeah, man, you're an encouraging guy, and I like to hang around guys that encourage me.
Well, it's been a pleasure just to hang with you, and it's just great to hear the story about Urban Impact, but also about these planters.
Yeah.
You got just a great blessing at what God is doing in the Florida Baptist.
Well, let me just leave by saying that those are the heroes.
Yes, amen.
Those are the heroes. Right. Those are the heroes of the faith. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys in the trenches. And I'm here, man, to help them. I've been there. I know what it feels like. You've been there.
Oh, yes.
And so we'll do everything we can to help them succeed in God's eyes.
Amen. Well, thank you again. It's just been a pleasure to have you. And friends, be sure to come back next week, because the Lord is always opening doors and moving mountains through church planters. And as always, remember to visit the village at www.churchplantingvillage.net for all of your church planting resource needs. Planting the seed of God's love in North America and beyond, this is your Church Planting Group podcast.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of the Church Planting Group podcast. By subscribing to this podcast, you've already taken some great steps to being trained and equipped for God's work of church planting. Also, be sure to check out churchplantingvillage.net for more resources and information on church planting, partnering churches, and field partners, plus the latest edition of the Church Planting Group podcast. Reaching America, Canada, and beyond, this is your Church Planting Group podcast.